welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This, as you know, is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to until Friday. We're getting it. Anyway, so we start in with the metric of the week. This was Underline the Black from their newest album, Art of Doubt. Can't recommend this album enough. Very good. We've got some pretty good up-tempo music going on. I'm done with test midterms, only to throw myself into take-home midterms. So this is just a great bunch of up-tempo music just to get the blood pumping, getting ready for those slick all-nighters, which I've been oscillating between that and 10-hour sleeps. It's keeping me alive. But anyway, we got some more music coming down the line. Remember that you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me what's up. Request a song. All that jazz. You know what it is. All right, let's move on to some more music. Hello. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this first core of songs. We got pretty metal right off the bat, and I'm very proud. First song was Baby Metal with Starlight. This is from their single. I believe this is going to be on their newest album. I want to call it Archangel, but that might just be the graphic novel that they're also going to put in conjunction. Something to know about Baby Metal is that it is a J metal band, but it also is seen as part of the anti-idol movement. For those who are uninitiated, consider yourselves lucky. But kind of idol culture is, has this kind of like bubblegum pop, only maybe a little more immature. Think about it, K-pop, only way bigger groups and maybe more fantastical costumes. Oh, a little bit of sound came out there. That was weird. But anyway, but anti-idol movement was kind of like a darker, more metal version of it, but we're using the same kind of cutesy aesthetic. And honestly, I'm more on this than anything, even though it's kind of ironic because it feels more like two sides of the same coin. But hey, I won't worry about it. Let's see. Next was Poppy with Play Destroy featuring Grimes from her newest album, Am I a Girl? I love this album. This is her sophomore album, and I liked her first LP, Bubble Bath. I was not a big fan of Poppy.computer, and then this newest album, it kind of combines everything I've loved about metal and synth pop. And this fever dream. I've pre-ordered the vinyl. It's gonna look like silver marble. Should come in like December, so that's gonna be a while from now, but it's all right. But it's really cool. Give it a listen. Poppy is a YouTube personality that kind of has cultivated a sort of persona of being, is she an android? Is she a person? Who is Poppy? Like, there's not really that many times she even breaks character in interviews. And so each album, especially the full-length albums, has kind of a, like, trend of kind of opening up the Poppy lore. I'll say that I'm not really entranced by the lore so much as if she makes good music, I'm really in it. This is the first album I've really, really liked from her. There has been some allegations, I'll be honest, that were kind of weird, but this more has to do with her producer/director, Titanic Sinclair, over, some allegations over, a former, girlfriend and artist, Mars Argo. I won't get into it, and honestly, there's actually, The Needle Drop does a good interview with, a video interview with a lawyer, on all the things that go on. I, of course, cannot speak to it. Hey, look, I don't know everything. I didn't read the full case, so I don't want to, like, come on radio and give my official, totally legal from an applied math major, but not even graduated opinion on copyright infringement and all that jazz. But it's a little interesting if you're into that kind of drama. And a little sad, too, especially if one of the allegations is true. Something to go check out, some good procrastination fuel. I know I've looked it up when I couldn't sleep. But anyway, we got some more music coming down the line. I hope you guys enjoy, and here we go. Like that. Yeah, something like that.
touch your top and let it down. We'll be right back.
hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First one we had going was Janelle Monae with Pink featuring Grimes. And there's a lot of Grimes features going on. She's just having a party, I guess. King Arthur remix, though, of Pink is another single. I will say that I remember when this Pink itself made a really big splash, and I will say I wasn't the biggest fan of the original song, but I love this remix. This is really good. That kind of not bassy, but bass-like hits. Oh, I just can't. I can't get enough of it. Just oof, very good. Next was a song one of my friends put me on to. This was Metronomy with Black Eye / Burnt Thumb from Pit Pain. Oh my gosh, do we have a call? All right, well, nope, yes we do. Okay, it's from Pit Pain, Pay the 5,000 Pounds You Own, 2009. We're gonna put on some more music, and then go and then answer this call, and we're off to the races.
Yeah, baby.
hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We did get a call. We did a request. Always fun. First was not a request, but one of mine, Toro y Moi with their new single, Freelance, from that upcoming album called Outer Peace. And definitely, I've always been quite lukewarm about Toro y Moi. Like, I've loved some songs and then felt extraordinarily mediocre about others. And this one, feel pretty darn good about. Next was our request, Neil Cicerega with Dope from his album Mouth Sounds. Always good. Actually really worked well with the score of songs. Very good. Did not plan this out. Just works well. And then Little Dragon with song Lover Chanting from same EP coming out this year, it looks like. Really liked this. There's a music video is kind of cool too. It kind of has in like a old RuneScape vibe, which I definitely could vibe with, even though I wasn't a big massive multiplayer RPG person other than like League of Legends and maybe Elsword, but not much. Did a little Gaia back in the day too, but that's about it. Anyway, we've got some PSAs to do, we've got music to play, we're just getting in on all of that stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Hope you guys stick around, and I hope you enjoy the music. We're opening up our little soundboard over here. Let's go for it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
/145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
/182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150/90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180/110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Don't send money to WMFO. Green Day will record another album. Send money by credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check, made out to trustees of Tufts College, and mailed to WMFO, Attention Support, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Visit our website at WMFO for more info. Act before it's too late. You don't want another Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Thank you.
Anyway, it seems that, oh, here, I think it's working now. Don't want to keep... Enjoyed this last core of tunes. We got a little ambient around here. First was came in with Corfu, a new single from Beirut. You might know Beirut. I don't know when's the last time they made music, but I've liked kind of their, they used to have a kind of more brass vibe than this. This is kind of more relaxed lounge ambient question. And then the next was Jack Stauber's Micropop with Two Time from their single Inchman/Two Time. This actually I really like. There's a little animation meme of this which I really like. I couldn't tell you the name because it's all in Korean, but gosh, it's awesome. You can probably see it if you look up Two Time meme. But honestly, that's how I got into Jack Stauber now. So woo, there it goes. Exchange. Anyway, we got some more music coming down the line. I hope you guys enjoy. We dance together. We've got some internet problems going on. Sorry for all this. You got my voice now, I guess. The Wi-Fi must not be having a great time. Oh, yes. And let's see. We're going to do some live-action troubleshooting here. Of course, it's not a radio show without a little bit of complications, isn't it? but it's all right. We're currently getting ourselves connected. I guess I can announce this song in the meantime, before you listen to like the last like 50-something seconds worth. This was Gerard Way with Baby, You're a Haunted House. Is it a little late for Halloween? Sure. But it's a pretty darn good song. If you do not know, Gerard Way was the front man for My Chemical Romance, and they had broken up. Gosh, I don't even know how long it's been, but it's been a while. And this is kind of like one of the kind of first popular things that I've seen, like, of them, not them, just him, putting out some music, and it's pretty darn good. Looks like the rest of this music's gonna come on, fingers crossed. We got more music after that, so I do hope that all works out. But anyway, fingers crossed. Thanks, guys, for your patience.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, all right. It's such a good, like, this is also another probably very good pop punk band. That's a good way to describe it. This was Antarctica Vespucci with Freaking You Out. This is a single, new single. I don't think it's attached to a album as far as I know. Let's see. It is, we're coming to very much close to the end of the line. I can't believe it. But anyway, what I'll probably do, play, there's a pretty short song I was hoping to play, and then we'll move on to IDing the station, maybe like an end out song, maybe the new DJ's coming in, all that jazz. I hope you guys listen. Thank you guys so much listening. If you're just tuning in, hi. But hope you enjoy it while time lasts. Hope you enjoy. Whoop. Enjoyed. This was Quadri with 104 PM. I don't know if it's new or not, but it's the album Malik Ruff. I really like this. It's really chill. Honestly, I found a way to shoehorn that song in a long time. So really excited I got to. But anyway, coming to the end of the line, this probably will be last time you'll hear my voice. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Good luck on midterms. Good luck with everything. If you do not do work but are still pursuing things, if you're not pursuing things, have a fun night anyway. I'll be signing up pretty quickly and battling MATLAB until I pry some answers from its cold computer hands. So we'll be playing some music, having some fun. All right, have a good night.
medicine does not control me. The medicine does not control me. I control the medicine. The medicine does not control me. The medicine does not control me. The medicine does not control me. I control the medicine. Oh!